Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Today, September 23rd, 2025, it's officially a new era of New York Giants football as Jackson Dart will take the reins on Sunday against the Chargers. And it's funny, Tiki, the moment they drafted him back in April, we all knew this day was coming. The only question was when and why. We have our when. It's week four. We'll try to figure out the whys. I'll give you my reasons why I'm against it. But you, Teak, your thoughts on the Jackson Dart era beginning.
Well, after week one of this NFL season, we had this conversation about Dabbs and the decision he had over the last couple of years as it pertained to Daniel Jones and what he was going to do to either keep him or replace him. And he just waited. He waited. And eventually they moved on and released him. And I forgot even what they did last year with their backup quarterback situation. And so he couldn't afford to do that right now. He couldn't. And Russell Wilson, while still being Russell Wilson, a Super Bowl champion, a really good guy, a great leader, has the potential to be explosive, hasn't played well in the first two of the first 3 weeks. When you couple that with how average he had been last year in Pittsburgh, and you could just see that there wasn't great games ahead of him consistently.
Right.
You just knew it wasn't the case. And so how much longer could Dabbs wait? And that's what the question, I think, was after week one. Week two, it quieted a little bit. Week three brought it right back to the forefront. And ultimately, after watching the tape, as he said yesterday, and if any of you guys rewatch that game, you'll see it. He played poorly, Russell Wilson. And Dabbs can't afford to just keep losing games. And so he had to make this move. And at the very least, it brings hope and optimism. The question is, how good is Jackson Dart going to be? And we won't know that until he takes snaps against the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, what concerns me, and the reason why, since we began this conversation in April, I was a big fan of waiting as long as you possibly could.
As was I.
As was you, was I don't want this decision to be made for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the Giant fans out there that are excited about Sunday, you have every right to be. There is no reason to not be excited. You drafted a young quarterback. You're going to get to watch him play football. And from a sheer excitement standpoint, Sunday is now officially more exciting than it would have been. No argument from me on that. But I wanted Jackson Dart to start when he was ready. I didn't want him to start because the crowd was chanting mean things, and I didn't want him to start because the head coach is trying to keep his job. And what concerns me as we talk about this today on Tuesday, September 23rd, are those two reasons may be the ultimate reason why Jackson Dart is starting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Daboll will never admit that, obviously. No one from the Giants will ever admit that, but I am worried that The crowd reaction on Sunday, which was very anti-Russell Wilson playing and very pro-Jackson Dart starting and inserting into the game, which I understand because we're all a desperate bunch who want to be entertained, that along with a head coach who is clearly on the hot seat, there is no disagreement on that. The owner admitted it during the offseason. Like, those reasons aren't good for me.
Yeah.
The only reason, in my humble opinion, that Jackson Dart should be inserted as the starting quarterback of the New York Giants is when you look into his eyes, when you watch him in practice, and you say there's no doubt he is ready.
Yeah.
Now, I'll admit this, Tiki. I'm not at practice. I have no idea.
Yeah,
so I'm going to admit, I don't know if he's ready, but I lean towards being concerned that this decision is being made for the wrong reason.
So I don't think so. So here's why. Russell Wilson was a massive question mark. We didn't know what he would look like as a starting quarterback for the New York Giants. We've seen what he's been for the last 3 or 4 years. He was a massive question mark. It's not like you were... This isn't the Eli situation when he got replaced by Daniel Jones. What year was that? 2018, 17? Whatever year that was. 2019. This is not that same situation. We knew who Eli Manning was.
Right.
Right? We knew that he... You know, two-time Super Bowl champion. He's an iconic player in the organization. He's a great leader in that locker room. He can still win some games, especially if the pieces around him play to a heightened level. We knew what Eli Manning was. We didn't know. None of us knew. I don't think Dave's and those guys knew what kind of player Russell Wilson was going to be for this Giants team. So there is essentially no attachment. And so what you're saying makes sense. But it's... They're basically interchangeable pieces. One was a vet, one was a rookie. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're getting from the vet. You don't know what you're getting from the rookie. You might as well go with the rookie. And especially after Russell Wilson in 2 or 3 games, just look bad. And there's always that moment where you kind of know. And I think it was that, again, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, the penultimate red zone possession. Their last red zone possession where Russell looked lost. And what he was supposed to or should be doing in that moment. And again, part of it's not his fault, right? He's panicked in the pocket, holds, throws the ball away instead of scrambling out or just throwing a shot down at somebody's legs. You're down 2 scores, you got to score a touchdown. You can't throw the ball, uncatchable balls in that situation. They run a QB draw. It kind of might have worked. The D tackle sniffed it out, and he fell inside and stopped him for a gain of 2 or 3 or whatever it was. And then 2 straight passes that went to nobody. It almost became a question of whether or not he was capable of making the right decisions in critical moments.
Okay, so let's get to the crux of our disagreement, and I think it's going to represent a lot of Giant fans throughout this day today. Your reasoning for wanting to make this move seems to be a lot about Russell Wilson.
It's a lot to do about the alternative. What's better?
Okay. That, to me at least, is not why I would make the move. Because I want what's best for developing this young quarterback, not what's best for the Giants in week 4. Like, if your argument to me is, hey, Ev, I think Jackson Dart may actually give him a better chance to win than Russell Wilson because I already know
Russ is...
By the way,
Russ's... I do.
Fair enough. My answer to that is that wouldn't be my reason for making the change because I want to make doubly sure that this kid is ready and is not being thrown into a situation.
Yeah, but how do you know you're ready?
I don't know. How do you know a young quarterback is ready?
You don't.
So you're just kind of...
You don't.
2 bleeps to the wind, throw it out there, we'll see?
You prepare him as best you can, and then you throw him out there, and you see how he does.
I wanted the Giants, much like I wanted the Jets to. This has been an opinion I've had, whether you disagree with it or not, that I've been very consistent about for a decade right now. I want my young quarterback to sit and wait, and I want them to start when it is so obvious to me he's ready to get that opportunity. The Jets never listened to me. Mm-hmm. The Giants, a little bit. Like, Daniel Jones sat for 3 weeks before he was inserted, and Jackson Dart sat for 3 weeks before he was inserted.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones was fine.
No, but I want...
He had a pretty decent rookie season.
Well, he did and he didn't. Like, he did in that he put up some pretty good numbers. He didn't in that he turned the ball over way too much.
Right, but that's a normal level of mistake you would expect from a rookie quarterback.
Sure. Like, I'm not expecting things to be perfect, and I think in a lot of the case...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Of analyzing quarterbacks who got inserted 3 weeks in or right away or sat a year, it's tough to pinpoint if sitting helped or hurt, but I've always been under the impression there's nothing negative about waiting. Like, nothing bad can come out of being patient, while something bad can come out of starting too early. And so I looked at this Giant team and said, all right, they're not going to win a lot of games. I'm certainly not surprised by that. I don't think anyone should be, but I don't want to make the decision based on how they look 3 weeks into the year. I don't want to make the decision based on Russell Wilson being cooked. I want to make the decision once Jackson Dart is fully ready. And what I'm skeptical about, even though they will say all the right things tomorrow, I know Brian Daboll will say, he's ready, he's ready, he's ready. I'm skeptical that that's the why for this decision.
Yeah, but I would argue, who cares? Who cares if he's ready?
You don't think that matters?
No, I don't think it does, because they don't have a choice.
Of course they do.
The Giants need to win football games. And this is not just for Dave's job. This is for organizational purposes. They need to win. This is for fan base purposes. They need to win. They need to put themselves in the best position to walk away on Sunday afternoons with W's. And Russell Wilson was proving not to be that answer. That's what he was brought here to do.
Sure.
Win games. It wasn't necessarily to be a hero, to be, I don't know, the savior. He was brought here to win football games, and he's doesn't seem capable of doing it. Now, it's not all his fault, but part of it is his fault. And they believe that Jackson Dart gives them a better chance to win football games. I know it's exciting, and Giant fans are like, let's go, let's go, you know, Jackson Dart, he's going to be our future. I think it's more, we trust him more to win games, even though we don't know what he's going to be. Because you don't also know what Russell Wilson's going to be.
I'm skeptical that that's the reasoning. Like, it just feels to me, and I admit it's just a feeling, it feels to me as if the crowd was angry on Sunday.
No, you heard it. I don't think it had anything to do with the crowd.
The head coach is on the hot seat. We know it. And it feels almost like, I got to try this.
No, I don't think it was about that. I really don't.
You think it's about they have a better chance to win with Dart?
I think it's about genuine evaluation. Because I can look at a lot of the game, you know, from the first 2 weeks. So much of it is just Russ not making plays.
No, and I can't disagree with that part. Like, think about this. Russell Wilson has now played 13 quarters, right? The four, the four, the four, the one.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, in, let's say, 9 of the 13, he's been bad.
Yes.
I mean, I can't dispute that.
Right.
Like, he has not been good.
Right. And there's no tie.
No question. I just don't. Of course, there's no emotional tie to him. It's what made it so easy for Giant fans to boom out of the building Sunday night. Mm-hmm. They would never have done that to Eli Manning. You have no emotional attachment to Russell Wilson.
Right. But I also think that the Giants, the organization, the team, Dave's, Kafka, they don't have an emotional attachment.
Same with the players.
Maybe Shea Tierney does because he was with them earlier in his career. But I don't think that this team is saying, oh, man, without Russ, we have no shot.
I agree. I don't think, unlike other moves in the past, that you are risking angering anyone in that locker room. Mm-hmm. I am just worried, and I hope I'm wrong, and certainly the data of history shows you I very well can be wrong, that he isn't ready, and I don't want it to ruin him. And that's my worry. That was my worry in April, and it's my worry today.
My only pushback is you just don't know. We thought Bo Nix wasn't going to be anywhere close to being an NFL-quality quarterback. He led him to the playoffs last year. And that was Bo Nix, right? And I know he had a ton of experience in college, but he turned out to be okay. We already talked about the C.J. Stroud, the Jaden Daniels examples. These guys are able and more in 2024, 5, 3, 6, whatever it was, to find ways to be successful. And I think good coaches are able to help them be successful. It's not necessarily being the best quarterback in the NFL or the top 10 passer or whatever the heck you want to talk about. It's just finding success. And I think the Giants are planning to do that with Jackson Dart, just like Dabbs did with Josh Allen. Right? He wasn't great his rookie season.
No.
But he found success. A lot of it was with his legs, but it was what worked for him.
I think what is interesting amongst Giant fans and even not Giant fans and talking about this over the next few days, this decision that was made is a very simple game. And Tiki and I already accomplished this, and that is, why do you think they made the move? Mm-hmm. Now, none of us actually know the answer unless we get Brian Daboll to give us truth serum.
Right.
We don't actually know.
And by the way, it won't hurt Dabbs to say the exact truth instead of giving us coach speak.
No, I agree with you.
You know what the exact truth is? Russell Wilson isn't good enough right now.
Yes, that's a harsh truth.
It's a harsh truth, but that's if he says that, Dabbs, why'd you make this decision to go with Jackson Dart, the rookie who's unproven? Well, we drafted him. We have a lot of faith in him. We think he's ready. And Russell Wilson hasn't been good enough.
Yeah, I think that
You say that, what else can you say?
No, that's the best answer to give.
Right.
And obviously, we as fans have a choice of believing it or not believing mm-hmm. it, but I think that feels honest
right.
to say
because
he's not good enough and we think he's ready.
Because you know who else you would say that about? Hey, Coach Dabbs, James Hudson III, why is he not your starting left tackle right now? Well, you know what, Connor? He's not good enough.
Yeah.
And so he's a backup.
The difference is that's pretty obvious.
Is it not obvious with Russell Wilson?
Well, but Russ gave us at least that little flash.
Yeah.
And he has a resume unlike James Hudson III.
Of course. But that was years ago.
No, absolutely. I think the real question is you ask yourself, and we're going to find out from Brian Daboll tomorrow, why do you think they made the move? Is it the way Tiki lays it out, which is, hey, look.
I mean, that's
Russ ain't good.
I'm just telling you all. That is the fact. Russ has not been good
enough. No, that is a fact, but that doesn't mean that's why the move was made.
I think it
was. And that's my skepticism I have.
I think there was no other reason other than that. I know that, like, from a cynical standpoint, you'll say, well, the fan base is calling for it. They were booing Russell Wilson. They cheered Jackson Dart when he came in for his zone read, almost threw, but took a sack or whatever the heck those plays were. I think the simplest answer is the right answer.
No, and you're right. I am a very cynical person, and the cynical side of me says it's about the crowd. It's about job security.
No, I don't think so.
It's about everything else. But either way, Jackson Dart is making the start on Sunday, and it was obvious yesterday.
Yes.
If you listen to this show, we played Brian Daboll right around 2:30, about 24 hours ago, when he was asked, will you commit to Russell Wilson being the quarterback? And he wouldn't commit to it. And once he did that, once he would not commit to Russ, it was obvious that he was making the change. And the way it went down is that earlier today, Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, great NFL insiders, said, we got the report, Jackson Dart's making the start. It was one of those things you knew when you put your head down on the pillow last night,
yeah.
But it sort of became official with those reports. Sean, are you in favor of this?
I think the only choice is you have to be in favor of it. You have to be. And I do want to push back on something you said about setting them up to fail, and I believe in waiting. The Giants have too many unknowns on a week-to-week basis. And right now, the known is Andrew Thomas came out of this first game healthy. His snaps are getting up. Jermaine Illuminor is playing like a top right tackle. And Malik Nabers, who was banged up a lot of training camp, is healthy. If you wait another 6 weeks to do this, what if none of those guys are healthy? Are you then setting up Jackson Dart to fail because you waited a couple more weeks?
So all morning I've been thinking about something. I've been thinking about Tommy. Tommy was so loyal to Jackson Dart.
Start Dart.
He wore this piece of paper on his shirt that said start dart.
Why didn't you just go get a shirt made?
Too expensive.
Well, I'm glad I got like five cheap shirts. I mean, they could have just been the like the almost disposable kind, because it was only a matter of time before this was happening, right?
My brain went towards the sign would be more effective than a t-shirt. That's just the way my brain
Yeah, people
works.
Tend to ignore t-shirts. Like, they look at it once and they're like, yeah, it's just a t-shirt.
You guys are giving all BS answers. He did not want to drop $30 to have a t-shirt made.
Well, especially for only 4 weeks.
Right. So I've been thinking about
it. It would have been a
waste
of money.
Of course.
You're right, it would have been a waste
of
money.
Look, when we knew Dart was starting, it was just a matter of when. That was it. And it's funny, coming up in a few minutes, we are going to go back into the archives of Evan and Tiki to the day after the NFL draft, when we all predicted when Jackson Dart was going to make a start. So we all knew it was happening inevitably. It was just a matter of when. I've been thinking about your sign all morning long, what to do with it, because it kind of needs to be retired since you got what you want. So I got two options.
Okay.
Number one, frame it and put it behind you, so every time you're on SNY, people can see the Start Dart sign, like almost in the Hall of Fame. The other thing is turning it around and writing a new note that says, thank you, Tommy, and making Sean wear it for the rest of the week. Since you got it done, you got it done!
My song got it done, but okay.
Start Dart.
So what do you prefer, Tommy?
I kind of like the permanent one. As much as I think it's funny for Sean to wear the shirt, I like the, you know, sort of like the A-Rod banner. Having it be permanently behind me.
Done. I think that's the answer. We will frame it. We'll put it up there. And I pray for you and Giant fans that this doesn't turn into something ugly a few years from now. Like if I had a sign behind me that said, start Zach, or Zach is awesome.
Oh, that's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
Because all you could do right now is hope. In a few years, Dart may stink, and you may have plenty of time to be negative. But that's not fair.
I know that. I'm just warning you. So I think that is a fair conclusion. But you got what you wanted. How pumped are you?
Super pumped up. We get to find out, or at least a small taste, of what the next 10 to 15 years could look like. And when you are a fan of a team in the NFL, it's about the quarterback, and it just brings excitement, hope. And if Dart is the goods, we have a football team that can contend for a playoff spot for the next 10, 15 years. So the excitement is there. It's setting up, I would say, Evan, for a very exciting Sunday for both the Giants and Mets.
As an aside, the Giants are signing Younghoe Koo to the practice squad. It means he's likely going to be elevated and be the kicker.
What a concept. Mm-hmm. The Giants may have a healthy kicker on Sunday.
Right.
We'll get to your calls next. Your thoughts on the big move. I am skeptical of it. I would not do it right now. But it does feel like most Giant fans are giddy about it. We'll hear from you, 888-808-1019. Plus, we check in on our predictions from 5 months ago. It has arrived. A new era of Giants football. Jackson Dart will start on Sunday. Brian Daboll will meet the media at some point tomorrow to explain his reasoning, but the Russell Wilson era has ended after just 3 weeks, 3 losses, 4 pretty good quarters, and then 9 disastrous quarters. And I think that the lasting memory of Russell Wilson is going to be that ill-fated drive in the red zone where he threw 1 off the goalposts and 1 up the hallway. I think that is, when we think back to the Russell Wilson era of New York Giant football, I think I'm going to put that ahead of even the interception in overtime against Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, that was the one that just, it just felt anemic. Like, what are we doing? You can't not target anybody. And that's what it felt like.
I also hope, because I'm a good human, I think we all are, we have nothing personal against Russell Wilson. I hope that Russell Wilson, who's talked so glowingly about MetLife Stadium and the history he has there, I hope that his memories of MetLife Stadium is not getting booed in his first and only game as a Giant starter, as opposed to winning the Super Bowl,
right,
which he actually did a decade earlier.
Right. I think he loves New York. He loves the energy of the city and the opportunity that it presents. And that doesn't mean that it's not here, because he's still Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
It's not like he's a nobody who's coming in and nobody knows who he is.
So can he still sit courtside at the Garden even though he's a backup quarterback?
I'm sure. Tommy DeVito did.
Yeah. Tommy DeVito was from Jersey.
That's a good point.
It's a little different. He was royalty around here. Let's go Knicks.
Who was more known, Tommy DeVito or Russell Wilson?
Well, I think Russell Wilson.
It's an interesting, like, comparison, because
I think
Russell Wilson, everybody knows.
Everybody knows Russell Wilson, but I think Tommy DeVito is more beloved here. Like, he was just a loved kind of guy.
Yeah, but do you
Russell
have to
Wilson
be,
is
okay.
Know,
but do you have to be beloved in order to sit courtside at the Knicks?
I don't know. They have a long list now. They're very good.
I mean,
they're a championship contender.
Okay, so let's add his wife, Sierra.
Right.
Okay. Now,
Sierra makes things interesting.
Right.
Here's the real question. All right, Knicks have a long list. Opening night. Middle of the week, everybody can go. They got a long list of requests. Let's say Justin Fields requests courtside, and so does Russell Wilson. But they only have room for one quarterback football player to put courtside. Assuming Justin has regained the Jets starting quarterback job.
Oh, it'll be Russ.
Over Justin?
100%.
They go back up over starter?
100%.
Damn.
Neither one of them has done jack for New York yet.
I know.
But Russ is a legend.
He is a legend. Now, coming up in just a few minutes, we will check in on our predictions from back in April on when we thought the Dart era will begin. The answer, week 4, MetLife Stadium against the Chargers. But let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Robert in Gladstone, New Jersey, will lead it off. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure, man.
Tiki, well, you're one of my all-time favorites. My son adored you as a kid growing up.
I love that. Appreciate him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, he just was always about Tiki time. Anyway.
My name was easy to say. That's why, Robert.
but you were a fantastic back also.
Thank you.
Anyway, I really think I got a couple points. I really think this is coming from straight from the top. I think Mr. Mara has said, listen, we can't afford to mess this thing up. I don't need, MetLife being empty, mm-hmm. Towards the latter part of the season. I also don't think that Dable, I'm sorry to say, we all had great hopes for him, but I mean, he's not really proven himself as an offensive genius that he came in as.
Let's start with the first point.
Oh, look, Robert, his point's there.
Is the decision coming from ownership or coming from the head coach?
No, I don't think so. I think it comes from the head coach, but I don't think that ownership is pushing back on this at all. I mean, why would they? It's you need to start a new era at some point, and Jackson Dart, you drafted him in the first round for a reason, 25th overall pick. He's eventually going to play, and if you're 0-3 and not playing good football for the majority of those three games, you make the change. You just do. And it's as simple as what we talked about in the first segment. Russell Wilson hasn't been good enough. And so while I don't think it's coming from John Mara, I also don't think that he's saying this is a terrible idea. This is going to cost you if it doesn't work out. I don't think it's that. The other part about Dabes, it's you can't defend him anymore. And I'm not even trying to. I like Dabes. I think he's a great dude. I think he's a good coach. But ultimately, results are what's going to matter.
No,
it's how he's going to get judged.
No, you know.
He's won 18 games in 3-plus years here.
Yeah.
And so he's got a lot of ground to make up. And the only way that's going to start happening is if he starts, drop it instead of sitting on the pot. You know what I mean? And so,
no, please explain that.
No, it's just a different way of saying something that requires cuss words.
Oh, I got you. Got the pot. You meant the toilet. Right. I understand.
Exactly. Right. So yeah. I think now is the time. And it makes sense based on what we just saw.
I think you said something, and it is so true, and no one's even trying to do it anymore. You can't defend Brian Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I can defend. I can tell you that firing a coach in the middle of the season is stupid. I can tell you that from experience. I could tell you that even a year ago, before that move was ever made, it's stupid. Nothing good happens from it.
Yeah.
So here we are in September.
As
talking,
you know from experience.
Yeah, damn
last
right.
Last year, immediately.
I know it from experience, but I remember fighting with Tommy about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a defense of Robert Saleh. That's why I totally love the line of, there's no defending Brian Daboll. Don't take what I'm saying as a defense of Brian Daboll. Take it as a defense of thinking it's dumb to remove a head coach in the middle of a season. So here we are 3 weeks into a year saying, Brian Daboll's got a lot to prove. Go prove it. Go change my mind, because I've made my mind up on Brian Daboll. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of Giant fans have. But guess what? You've got 14 games left. I didn't know that until Aaron Glenn told me that a few days ago.
No. The media members who he asked told you.
That's right. The media members answered his question. They got 14 games left to prove that. Now, I interject with some bad Jets news. Is that okay?
Unfortunately.
I apologize to have to, interrupt this Giant discussion with news that I was afraid was coming about 2 days ago, but it has arrived. The Jets' most consistent defensive player, Quincy Williams, according to Rich Cimini, is going on IR.
Short term?
He will miss at least 4 weeks,
yeah,
yes.
So short time.
It's a short-term IR situation for Quincy Williams. I think the signs were there based on, A, how the injury looked,
yep.
B, Aaron Glenn not really giving you any answers on Monday or Sunday, and then also earlier today they added a linebacker off the practice squad of the New England Patriots. This is bad news for a defense that's already allowing 30 points a game. Quincy Williams is a big miss. So It is what it is. I mean, I hope things get better, but this is a significant injury that is going to affect the Jets over the next 4 weeks, including Monday against the Dolphins.
Yep.
So bad news. But I'm used to it.
This is the world we live in.
I'm used to bad news with my sports team. But I got good news. Today was Brooklyn Nets media day.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. What did you learn?
I learned the names of some of the players.
The Nets still in the league?
I'm just kidding. I already knew their names.
How do you pronounce all those foreigners?
Oh, we'll work on that during a break. Trust me. Let's go to Dom in Fairfield. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Dom.
Hi. I just have one point to make. I heard Tiki say it earlier when referring to, like, I guess how the Giants can turn it around. Like, whenever people discuss Dabel, somehow it always comes back to Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But Dabel has been here 4 years, and the offense has been putrid every single year. And I don't understand how he's so tied to Josh Allen, and that's about it. Like, at some point, you have to.
Well, it is on his resume. I'm not cutting the tie. Just it is what it is. You have no idea, with all due respect, what the relationship was between Dabes and Josh Allen and his offensive coordinator.
Doesn't matter anymore. Good or bad.
Of course it doesn't
matter.
But it is on his resume.
Absolutely.
And so, of course it doesn't matter. It's a completely different situation. Daniel Jones was significantly different than Josh Allen. From a player standpoint, Jackson Dart might be either better or worse than Josh Allen. We have no idea. But it is on his resume.
100%.
Just like Peyton Manning was on Bruce Arians' resume, and people didn't want to acknowledge how bad Peyton was, and in the growth, a lot of it was because of Bruce Arians. Yeah. And years later, he got a head coaching gig, finally, after interim with the Indianapolis Colts, and winning coach of the year. He goes to Arizona, wins coach of the year, goes to Tampa Bay, wins a Super Bowl. Like, it matters, the experiences that people have, because it informs their decisions and their ability to do their jobs in the future. I know people don't want to talk about it, but if you had said that about Bruce Arians 5 years after Peyton Manning became one of the best quarterbacks in football, I don't want to hear about Peyton Manning anymore. It's just, that was years ago. Well, you're undercutting
two things.
The importance of what someone has done in the past.
Two things are true. Nothing he's done with the Giants is going to take away his experience in Buffalo.
Right.
But it no longer matters because you're judging him on the 4 years that are here.
100%.
And both things are true.
But you also have a resume.
Absolutely.
And so you tell people their resume because it's important.
You scared me. You scared me because as you were talking about this guy's on the resume, that guy's on the resume, you got the Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And you were about to say blank is on his resume. It turned out to be Bruce Arians.
Yes.
I saw our show flash before my eyes because if you had said the words Adam Gase, I was going to throw something at you. And it would have ended badly because you would have beat me up and it's just been with awkward radio and it's all. But if you had said, hey, there's nothing you could do, Peyton Manning's on Adam Gase's resume, I was going to lose my mind. But you didn't do it.
No. Adam Gase is on Peyton Manning's resume.
That's right.
Let's get that right.
That's right. That's how you phrase it correctly. Mike is in Paramus. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
What's up, man?
So I am a long-time, lifetime Giants fan / ticket holder. Kind of mad about the PSL prices, but they are what they are, I guess.
Yeah.
So I have 2 points to make. I have a question / scenario. So obviously, from what we're hearing, Dart's going to start on Sunday. Now, scenario. Let's say the Giants were 3-0 right now, and Russell Wilson was playing phenomenal, but Jackson Dart was tearing it up in practice and showing all kinds of progression, and to the point where, you know, the coaches are looking at themselves and saying, this guy's ready.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is ready to get out there. What happens now?
In that scenario,
do we stay with Russ Wilson?
Yeah, in that scenario,
let me just finish my point, and I know you're going to give me the right answer. So now we're not 3-0, we're 0-3. So by placing Dart into the game, which in my opinion, I don't like anything about it, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah. So,
which I feel makes us. What we're saying is we are a quarterback away from possibly winning games or success. In my opinion, I watch all aspects of the game. I don't think that we're a quarterback away from success. I think we have a lot of problems in a lot of different areas. Not that I don't think Jackson Dart could maybe increase the progression in the offensive end. But if you watch the game from, you know, first minute to last minute, there's a lot of problems on that field still. And I just don't feel like by inserting Dort, maybe prematurely, because we are 0-3, will solve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Our problems.
Okay. So I hear what you're saying, Mike. And you have to take each of those individually. You're specifically talking about special teams, which hopefully is somewhat solved with the signing of Koo. You talk about the defense, which is a work in progress with a bunch of young players on that side of the ball and a new system that Shane Bowen is figuring out how to get the best out of. I was having this conversation in the Mets chat today. How can you keep all three of those guys off the field at the same time? Well, it's kind of hard to put Abdul Carter as a three technique or a nose guard because he's going to get bullied in the run game. And so the only way to use them is him as a stand-up linebacker, as a rusher on an open offensive lineman. So you create one-on-one matchups with the offensive line. And you hope that Carter or Abdul or Thibodeau or Brian Burns, they win and they get to the quarterback and influence a game. So I get what you're talking about, but we're talking specifically about the offense. The offense has looked anemic for a lot of this season so far. Mm-hmm. The Dallas end of second quarter, third quarter, and the fourth quarter, notwithstanding, it's been ugly, and it's not all on Russell Wilson's plate, but a lot of it is. So to his scenario, if they were 3-0 and Jackson Dart was ready, would they sit bench Russell Wilson? Of course not, because they're winning.
Well,
right now, they're losing.
Can I vary his question slightly and see your answer to this? If Brandon Aubrey doesn't make a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah, so the Giants win against the Dallas Cowboys.
They beat Dallas. So we are taking away two mistakes from overtime. We're mm-hmm. taking away the backwards pass. We're taking away the interception.
Right.
Or we can include the backwards pass and the 64-yard field goal and just take away the interception and Graham Gano, it's a game-winning field goal.
Right.
Either way, the Giants win with similar things. Mm-hmm. And then last week or 2 days ago happens exactly the same way.
Right.
So they're 1-2. Russ does the same crap.
This gets delayed a week.
Okay. That's the question and the answer right. I was looking for. It gets delayed a week in your mind.
A week.
Like that win would have bought him like an extra week of time.
If you're not winning and there's no tie to you, what's the point?
Right.
And let's make, this is what happened with Eli. Eli didn't have a horrible season in
2019.
18. The team was bad.
Oh, when they then drafted DJ.
Right. So
yes,
they won five games. Well, how many games did they win in 18? Four or five? Whatever it was. It was less than seven. You know, it was like four or five wins.
And Eli won one of those late versus Miami.
Right. And he threw for 4,000 yards or whatever it was. Is something. Whatever. He had a good season. They drafted his replacement, and Pat Shurmur just was ready to turn the corner. And we all know what happened. Daniel Jones had a pretty decent season. I think it was actually his best season.
Yeah, statistically it was.
With the Giants, because he threw 24 touchdowns but 12 interceptions, and there was like 10, 12 fumbles or something like that. But this is different because there was a tie to Eli.
Yeah.
There's no tie to Russell Wilson.
Oh, zero. Zero.
All.
Yeah, so in the year that they finished 5-11, Eli put up respectable numbers.
Right.
Looking at them right now, 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, completed 66% of his passes. They went 5-11, and you look statistically at their issues, it was that they couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah.
But Eli was getting older, so it always made sense to draft his replacement.
37?
Yeah. Like clearly, and many argue they should have drafted his replacement in the prior draft, in the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen draft. The following year, after they draft Daniel Jones, and we all know it's inevitable, he's going to start eventually, they began the season 0-2. And Eli in those first two games, you know, wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled him. Yep. They pulled him 2 weeks in. And I think this is what you were referring to, Sean. Later in the year, he won a game against Miami.
I had the year mixed up.
He got reinserted because I think Daniel got hurt briefly.
Right.
And Manning had his swan song at MetLife Stadium. It is very different circumstances.
Very.
No question about it.
We loved Eli. We loved
it. It was a celebration, yeah.
So it was a celebration. You kind of knew it was coming to an end, and it's kind of bittersweet in a way. There's no tie to Russell Wilson.
Zero. Let's go to Ray in Staten Island. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Three quick points. First, Mets are disgusting. I don't even want to talk about them. Second point, all offseason, I heard, the Giants shouldn't do what the Jets do and ruin a quarterback. Take your time with this kid. We got Wilson and Winston. Let him learn. It took all 3 weeks for them to make the turn.
Yeah.
And to be honest, to me, it's fireable, considering all the other mistakes they made with, Saquon and Daniel Jones.
It's not fireable, but Ray, I disagree with starting Jackson Dart, and I like the Jet comparison. That's fine. This isn't fireable. Obviously, if he's a disaster, sure, that'll be fireable.
Right.
I disagree with the decision. I'm concerned about why the decision was made, but I think it's a step too far to say starting him in week 4 after you drafted him in the first round is a fireable fence, considering that's usually what happens when you draft a guy in the first round.
Right, when you're bad and you draft a quarterback in the first round, you usually end up starting him. The difference with the Jets, because this is nothing like the Jets put zero around Zach Wilson.
They didn't pretend.
Zero.
That's the difference.
Right, zero. They didn't bring in a veteran.
Yeah.
They didn't have the right offensive coordinator, or maybe they did, but he was a rookie offensive coordinator, and what was he, 34 years old, 33 years old? Mike, what's his last name? Why am I forgetting?
Mike White?
Mike? No, the coordinator.
No, the brother. His brother is the coach at Green Bay.
Yeah,
LaFleur.
LaFleur, yes. And so we know how they failed Zach Wilson. This is completely different.
No,
you have
that
an experienced offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka. You have a Shea Tierney, who's a really good quarterback coach. You have, obviously, the Dave scenario. I won't say the Josh Allen thing because it seems to trigger some of you young knuckleheads who think that doesn't matter on his resume. You brought in two veteran NFL quarterbacks who competed with him. Otherwise, they would have just given them the job like they did with Zach. And so he didn't win the job. So he sat. Russ isn't winning, so he's playing.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
There are differences and there are similarities. You laid out the differences. Who the coordinator was, the talent around him. The similarity is simply starting a kid who wasn't ready. We don't know if Jackson Dart isn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about it. My point this entire spring and summer was, there's no hurt in waiting.
Right.
And I love the idea.
And I agree with you.
That was it. And honestly, let's go back to August. Because when they announced, or didn't announce, it just happened, that Jackson Dart was going to be the backup, they always expedited this.
Mm-hmm.
They could have made Jameis Winston the backup. Now, let's say he was the backup.
I don't even know if that was ever the I know what you're saying, but I'll let you keep going. But I don't ever think that was the scenario.
They may never have considered it.
I don't think that was.
I think they
were starting Russell.
Right.
He's in a one-year deal. They were going to draft a quarterback, whether that was in the first round or the second round, and that quarterback was going to get groomed by both of them. Russ is here, or Jameis. Jameis is here for two seasons.
Right.
And there's a reason he signed a two-year deal. It's cheaper, obviously, because he's Russell. He's not Russell Wilson, but he was brought here to be a backup and serve a role.
Yeah, I thought in my mind, even if Brian Daboll and Joe Shane didn't agree with me, and clearly they didn't because they didn't do it, was you have a chance to let Jackson Dart be the emergency third-string quarterback. So I take away any possibility he gets on the field the first few weeks of the year and let him learn.
Yeah.
And if something like this happened where the Giants aren't playing well and Russ looks washed, yeah, screw it. I'm going to give Jameis Winston a week or two. And I can delay the moment I go to Jackson Dart because I always looked at it as beneficial to him and for the franchise to just wait.
Unless they don't think they need to do that.
Well, guess what? Here's the beauty. They clearly don't.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Of course. We'll find out right away against a pretty good defense and a very good team that's traveling across the country to play us tomorrow on Sunday.
Now, let's go back to the Friday after the NFL draft. All right. April 25th, 2025. Giant fans are pretty excited about what happened in the NFL draft. We all know about what they did with their first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
We all know about trading into the first round. They passed on Shedeur Sanders, and they ended up trading up and drafting Jackson Dart. So I went around the room that day, and I said, fellas, when will Jackson Dart be inserted as the starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants? And I admit, I do not remember what any of us said, but the beauty is we saved the audio. So, Sean, let's go to the flashback desk. Where would you like to start?
We'll start with me.
Let's start.
Jackson Dart will make his first start in week 18 as the Giants rest their starters ahead of their wild card playoff game. I was wrong.
You think you were wrong?
Very wrong. Evan, you think it's very funny, do you?
I think that's hilarious, yes.
All right, so let's go to Evan Roberts next.
Week 18. But I didn't say to rest their starters before.
How do you know? I may have cut that out.
No, I remember exactly what I said because I was predicting what I hoped for, which was the Mahomes treatment, which is the Jordan Love treatment. Not that you're going to sit him for 3 years, but you know what I mean. Letting him sit and letting him wait. I was clearly wrong. But you were wronger because
you said
resting starters for a playoff game.
We don't know if you said that or not.
All right. Who's next?
Tiki Barber.
Week 12.
Week 12. Okay.
And remember, when
that was because of the bye.
Well, no, but here's the thing. We did this before the schedule came out.
Oh. That's a good point.
It wasn't for the bye.
Week 12 is actually when they play the Detroit Lions in Detroit, 2 weeks before the bye. That's a great point. We did this before the schedule came out.
We were just winging weeks.
All right.
Last but not least, one Tommy Lugar.
Week eight.
Oh, he wins. Tommy wins?
Yeah, easily.
Now, clearly we did this before the schedule came out.
Because that's the Eagles.
They're in Philadelphia in week eight. Yeah.
Not ideal. But nevertheless, you were right in terms of how quickly they would make this move. And you know what that shows us? Shows us all. Tiki as the informed one. Me as the I try to be informed one. Loogie, who doesn't pretend to be informed. And Sean as the fanboy, who probably gets paid dollars by the New York Football Giants. Here's what this tells us. We were all way wrong on how quickly this would happen.
Yeah. But we also couldn't have expected Russ to not look like Russ.
No, we should have listened to you when you said he was washed.
And Dart looking better than we thought Dart would look.
This is true.
We do have to factor that in.
In the preseason
against basic coverages and stuff like that.
Okay, but even beyond that, he looked good in camp. We met him again. I just need to paint that picture because I think there's a lot of people going and saying the thing about, panic. Dart also earned this opportunity.
I think
you're right. He definitely did.
But don't you think a lot of things can all be true and have semblance of truths at the same time?
I do agree.
Like, you go back to the open of the show. Tiki laid out the reasons why he thinks they made the move. I didn't disagree with the way Russell Wilson has played. How can I argue that?
Right.
I'd be arguing lies. I can't do that. But I still, and maybe it's because I am a cynical person, I look at 0-3, I look at crowd reactions, I look at Brian Daboll being on the hot seat, and I wonder if the move was made in a panic way.
I don't think so,
but all of those things I laid out happened.
No.
It's not like I'm making them up.
I think Dave's, you could hear it in his voice, and he was talking yesterday, and even especially post-game, because I'm listening to every word of the post-game. It feels like he's just exasperated. Like, this isn't supposed to be this. It shouldn't be this hard. Because he's had a lot of success in his career as a coordinator, in college. You don't want me to throw Josh Allen out there? Okay, how about Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa? winning a national championship. So, like, he's had tons of experiences and some successes, some failures, but this feels hard. Like, when you watch what's going on with this Giants team, doesn't it feel hard?
Yes.
And it shouldn't be. So, it's not desperation. It's more exasperation.
Not desperation, but exasperation. That should be a t-shirt. We'll come back with more of your calls, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.